Speaker!
Order, order.
With the Prime Minister in a meeting with Warner Brothers movie executives, his Minister for Economic Development, Jerry Brownlee, was facing questions about his role in trying to keep the production of The Hobbit in New Zealand. The questions came from his predecessor in the portfolio, Labour's Trevor Mallard.
On how many occasions has he visited Warner Brothers or New Line Cinema executives in the last 2 years?
The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I've had discussions with New Line and Warner Brothers, but I don't want to discuss matters that were in those conversations while we're at a delicate point. What I might say is that the previous government's approach to having lavish dinners and other such functions in Los Angeles
order.
Would have done nothing.
Order.
Pressed to answer Trevor Mallard's question, Mr Brownlee said his contact with Warner Brothers had been confined to conversations.
I have not visited them. I've also not had $140,000 dinners described as the hungy and hooey approach by Tim Morrison.
Meanwhile, a character in The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings cropped up in a later question for Conservation Minister Kate Wilkinson from Greens co-leader Russell Norman, who was concerned about the future of the Nevis Golem Galaxied, a native fish found only in the Nevis River in central Otago.
Why, when everyone is trying to save The Hobbit, won't she step in to save Golem and the Nevis River, given the attraction for filmmakers to New Zealand is our precious natural environment?
The Honourable Kate Wilkinson.
Mr Speaker, no decision has been made on the role that the department will take in the appeal process.
And the Minister also said...
Can I say, though, I believe in New Zealand that The Hobbit may be more endangered and threatened if CTU and Labor have its way.
Finally, the Speaker rejected Labor's request for a snap debate on the resignation of Justice Bill Wilson from the Supreme Court.
It's in fact Section 23 of the Constitution Act 1986 that sets out that a judge can only be removed from office by the Sovereign or the Governor-General acting on behalf of the Sovereign, acting on an address from this House. And there is a proper procedure involving the Attorney General for this House to resolve to make such an address. And it's my view that it would not be appropriate for us to try to in any way circumvent those proper procedures for dealing with a concern around judicial conduct. And to try and deal with it, to try and suggest that this House could debate, to have a debate on the conduct of a judge just through the standing orders providing for an urgent debate, I think puts under grave threat the very important constitutional principle that separates the judiciary from this House.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, now to the committee rooms for this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Transport and Industrial Relations Committee took the unusual measure of meeting on a Tuesday, hearing submissions on the Land Transport, Road Safety and Other Matters Amendment Bill. One submission came from the Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, Ross Bell.
The bill proposes the introduction of mandatory alcohol interlocks. We support those provisions but point out that the evidence is pretty clear that for alcohol interlocks to be an effective intervention, we have to ensure that people are provided access to proper treatment as well. There are some gaps in assessment and treatment as it stands at the moment.
And Mr Bell had another suggestion for the committee.
The main point, of course, that we wanted to highlight is the bill be amended to reduce the adult BAC limit from 0.08 to 0.05. The evidence is there. The evidence is pretty clear that reducing the limit will save lives. The evidence base is only getting stronger.
Mr Bell put some of that evidence into perspective.
The government's going to change the give-way rule. That is estimated to save one life, 97 injuries and $17 million in social costs. Introducing alcohol interlocks is estimated to save between 2 to 7 lives, 32 to 128 injuries to prevented, and save social costs of between 12 and 48 million. Lowering the adult drink drive limit is estimated to save between 15 and 30 lives, prevent 320 to 680 injuries, and save social costs of between 111 and 238 million. So we can save lives if we do this.
Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, Ross Bell.
Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Frewen, and this report was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.